Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Good morning. I'm watching a video here that's just, number one, it's police video that sometimes they have cameras. I guess they have them in their cars now, too, front end. But then they have them on their body. And this is a 16-year-old boy made a phony 911 call in Fairfax County. That's the adjacent county to Washington, D.C., and upon their arrival, the teen ran out from behind a car and started chasing them, trying to stab them. And he had a big, long knife in his hand, and the cop was completely surprised and retreated. He didn't draw his gun. He didn't have a taser. I don't guess they carry billy clubs with them, although they used to have those extender things. He needed this badly as he got into this, like, merry-go-round, grabbed one of the hands, and the guy kept flipping around on him. And somebody should have shot this guy. He was about ready to steal the police car, but they finally got him down. But, man, it's crazy things these police have to put up with. It's really absolutely, you know, amazing. Today, we've got Doug Collins as Veterans Affairs Secretary and Pam Bondi as the Attorney General. I presume they will be sworn in if they haven't been sworn in already. Tulsi Gabbard going into the National Intelligence Directory, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Health Secretary. I guess they have been advanced out of the panels, so now they go to the confirmation with the full Senate. And I haven't heard of anybody saying they're going to get blown out yet, so stay in there. I know that Fetterman did something and voted for somebody that they're mad at him for. It's a lot going on in Washington. Netanyahu and Trump did a news conference together, and the international media is really picking up on that because they're trying to imply that the United States, maybe that's what he said, but they're trying to say the United States will take over Gaza. I don't think we want Gaza is something, but could we control while they try to clear out the land and move the people out to several other countries? He wants it developed into something like a Miami Beach or something. And that's what Beirut used to be that way years and years and years ago, just like Cuba and Havana used to be like Las Vegas, except wilder, you know, back in probably the 30s, 40s. And then communism came along.
Said Donald Trump yesterday, the Gaza Strip, we're going to own it. We're going to take over that piece, develop it, create thousands of jobs. It'll be something like the entire Middle East can be proud of. Also, he envisioned many Palestinians in the area would enjoy what he plans on seeing us build there, the Riviera of the Middle East. This, you know, is being met by Republicans and Democrats with shock, awe, and horror.
It's, yeah, it's like a sandals resort.
He's sort of like the Frank Lloyd Wright of politicians. He dreams of things that, you know, most people say are impossible and are goofy, and, you know, that's just not going to work. That won't work. Who knows?
According to NBC News, when they informed Senator Chris Coons of Democrat of Delaware,
of course,
He clutched his face in shock and said, "Oh, I'm at a loss for words."
Well, see, Chris Coons is Joe Biden's best buddy.
Oh.
And so they could say Donald Trump is going to give give everybody in the country $100. And he would say, "No, terrible," you know, whatever. So,
well, but also,
Estee Lauder, remember that company, Estee Lauder? So they make stink. I don't think they make men stink.
They make stink. Oh, yeah, Estee Lauder. But, you bet they do.
They're trimming 7,000 jobs, 11% of the workforce. Shares dropped 16%. I don't know what's going on in that world, but it sounds like something's going on in that world. Nissan, I think they're close to being in real trouble. I was listening that some of their financial situation, because they're heavily involved in Tennessee. They have a huge plant in Smyrna, which is a bedroom community in Nashville, and they have their United States headquarters in Franklin, Tennessee. But I hear that they got major problems. Sweden, this didn't get attention, and it probably would have, but there was just too much going on with Netanyahu yesterday and everything else. But 10 people killed, undisclosed number of people wounded, when a shooter opened fire at an adult education center in central Sweden. It was described as the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. Attacker was shot and killed. Motive remains unclear. But that would normally get a lot of attention. But there's just too much news over here, you know, going on where that kind of thing hardly makes the news. I think there was another government finding that said that the helicopter was too high by 100 and something feet. They're comparing radar data.
Actually, this fascinates me, Jimmy, because you've been around as long as I have. I didn't want to point out longer. And it has been 16 years since we've had a fatal air crash in our country.
Yes.
But the NTSB would never tell you stuff like that before for fear that people jump in. But they actually held a press conference yesterday and said, yes, it was flying at 200 feet, maybe higher. And in that area, they're not allowed to
be there.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Well, they can be there, but they're like at 100 feet.
Right, at 100 feet. And, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, you
they're
know,
telling us that
things are going on now that are pretty crazy.
Well, and, I think
I don't have a problem with that. If, you know, because this isn't going to, you know, I don't. If someone was asking me, can these people aboard that American Airlines, the survivor of those people, can they sue the federal government if they find that the Black Hawk was, you know, in the wrong? That's a good question. I don't know. Sounds like they could, but I don't know if there's some kind of protection against suing, you know, the United States Army or the federal government on that. So stay tuned. We'll have to get a lawyer to come in and visit us on that one. Trump and Netanyahu, they made so much news, particularly the people that cover international stuff. Yes, about Gaza, and they came down pretty hard again on Iran and made it very clear that they will not be allowed to have a nuclear bomb. And don't let us find out that you're going to do it, and because if you do, it ain't going to be good.
If I may, correction on that NTSB conference yesterday, the Black Hawk, NTSB confirmed, was at 300 feet, 100 feet higher than the 200-foot ceiling allowed in the National Capital Region. So I want to get that right.
Oh, I didn't think you said that's what you said. Okay.
No, I said, they couldn't, they were at 200 feet and they couldn't be but 100. No,
okay.
They're supposed to be at 200. They were at 300. So was the airplane.
One thing that I think you'll see is there is no reason, though, that they need to be operating at 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Someone said those kind of flights, the practice sessions, should be held like at 1 in the morning. And I'm sure there's another reason why they can't do it at 1 in the morning, but that would be the time when there's no traffic at the Reagan Airport. And
oh, they got those big,
safer.
Of course, they already put you on the Potomac for that. It's kind of like Austin was for years. Noise abatement procedures.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want late night, early morning flights.
Well, you know, you just can't win.
It wakes people up.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. A long-term study of Alzheimer's in young adults, beginning 18, 25-year project, seeks to track molecular changes in the brain. Well, I hope they do something with Alzheimer's. It's a pretty evil disease. Alphabet, which is Google, YouTube, fall more than 7% after hours trading. They didn't like something that was going on with their stuff. Yesterday, they revealed the preview of the new movie, The Fantastic Four, and that thrills people that are comic book type people. The stars went to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. And if you're ever anywhere near there on a driving trip, or maybe as a destination, actually, it is a cool museum. It's similar to the one in Houston in Clear Lake out there at NASA. It's a big, you know, space. I'd like the one at Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, down there where NASA has another museum that has rockets and a yard that's filled with different kinds of rockets and a space shuttle mock-up and all that. So the Fantastic Four was there to officially tease their movie that comes out in July, the movie that Ted and Bob will not be attending.
Come on, Bob.
Yeah, you figured me out after 30 years.
That's right. He ain't going to that movie.
No,
and this is very much of a mystery. The United States Postal Service announced that it will not accept incoming parcels from China and Hong Kong until further notice.
It's got to do with there used to be an exemption up to, what was it, $800 or $900, but now you will have to pay duty on it, and the post office says, we're not going to handle that.
You said duty.
Yeah, worth less than $800. Oh, yeah. That's 800. A lot of e-commerce and stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, in there. So I get that. Guantanamo, I believe they are taking on new people, and a lot of people, again, a lot of people on the hardcore Democrat side are just losing their mind. I mean, on so many issues, they're doing these news conferences where they're literally screaming out loud and doing some of that. Some of these are on X. I won't still call it Twitter, but X. And they're just losing their mind. And there's so many things they don't know where to start. Michael Jordan's son, I hate to see this story because I know it has to be rough to be a really famous person's child. 34-year-old son of Michael Jordan arrested, found his vehicle stopped on railroad tracks, then charged him with possession of cocaine. He had some other stuff going on in there, too.
I didn't know that he had all that. I didn't watch the video. Have you seen the video yet?
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What was he doing
there? The car is wedged up on the tracks, and he's trying to drive it. They're like, you smell like beer. And he goes, I'm fine. And he sounded... I didn't think he sounded bad, and he was being very nice to the officers that were there. Is being at least in my opinion. So I had, but yeah, they. I didn't know they had all the other.
Other issues.
Yeah,
this character, and he is a character named Jelly Roll, is the newest employee at ABC. He's been hired by American Idol. He is going to be the artist in residence at the American Idol show. He will be seen during Hollywood Week and then will appear throughout the season. The permanent fixture, they've had mentors.
Yeah, like Bobby Bones and some. So
yeah.
People, he's going to do great.
Jelly Roll's already been on there before, but I guess they hired him.
Guest mentor.
Now he's full-time?
When they were in Hawaii, this is a permanent fixture. We'll work closely with the Idol hopefuls, giving them firsthand advice on how to navigate the journey. Yeah. I mean, is there anybody you could think of that's gone further back in the pack all the way to the front? I can't. There's nobody. I mean, Merle Haggard, except he never went as far. He went into legendary status in music, but look at entertainment.
But unlike
Jelly Roll's in prison, and then he comes out, boom.
But unlike a Merle Haggard, whose wisdom would have been great, the energy and the engagement of a Jelly Roll will be really entertaining, I predict.
And how to pick yourself up from the back and get attention for yourself. How in the world he got anybody to take him seriously, you know, much less. I mean, God, and to go in there with your police record, which should be enough to X him out of most anything, but then with having all the tattoos on his face and then being just a very large human.
Wait till the song.
Different things, and he overcame all that.
Wait till the song with Brandon Lake comes out. I think it's this Friday. Christian artist. And they're saying Jelly Roll's about to put his hat in that realm as well. And
well,
he's very much an evangelist.
Not Okay is, to me, a Christian gospel song.
Amen.
And so is Save Me. But they're using I'm Not Okay in the wildfire solicitations, you know, for money. I saw it in the commercial. I mean, he is crossed over and he still does rap. He had all these rappers out with him doing something at the fire show the other night at the Rose Bowl. So he's covered that. I don't doubt that he could do gospel. He's doing rap, so that's that. He can do pop because he's doing that. He's done everything. And he's I don't think, you know, they claim he's, I don't know any, what is country about Jelly Roll, but whatever we're accepting now as country, he's got that going too. So, wow. Now, this is something that's got a number of people with their heads spinning. Trump has signed an executive order calling for a review of U.S. funding and involvement in the United Nations. He also withdrew the U.S. from the U.N. Human Rights Council and stopped funding for an agency that aids Palestinians. So
he already withdrew us from the Paris Climate Accord.
The Accords and the World Health Organization.
I know, man. Whew.
I mean, you know, I just shake my head. Wow. You know, this subject it's just wow.
Well, what I understand is he's saying we're paying the freight for everybody else. We're done. If that's right, that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying. Now, there are several bills that have been filed by congressional Republicans, one that renames Dulles Airport in honor of Trump, and another one, this one, if you are a liberal Democrat, please sit down and just be calm for a minute. This is the bill that will add Trump's likeness to Mount Rushmore.
Came
out overnight that shows Trump signing an executive order that withdraws the Grammy from Beyonce for Best Country Album.
The street I grew up on, 16, 17 years, historic Palm Avenue, is now Donald Trump Boulevard. And I'm like,
wow.
All right, fine, but I like historic. Just like he's changing Mount McKinley back to Mount Denali. No, he's changing Denali back to McKinley.
Back to McKinley, right. Because it was Mount McKinley when we were in school.
Right, right.
And I don't remember, someone relatively recently did the Denali thing. It's just absolutely. Who has got one of, you know, these, in L.A. it is illegal to use on Sunday. These things, that I have one, I used it in my garage the other day, but it's a blower, you know, it can either be gas or electric, and it blows out this quite a loud, strong stream. You blow leaves around and that kind of stuff with it. Some idiots out there right now at 7:55.
I heard it
out my window.
We have them here.
Know who in the
Jimmy
heck is the
Jimmy? Tune in earlier every Tuesday and Thursday to this radio program, and you'll hear it out here. Tuesday, Thursday morning.
Some idiots are parked outside my. Oh, I see them over there. Okay, they're everywhere. They're on somebody's front porch and everything at 7:55. You got to say that some of these people get up early and do work. I'm all for them working, but I don't know they need to be doing that at that time of day. Trump, he has sent his first flight to Guantanamo. U.S. military plane had 100 people, landed in India, and apparently sent some people back to India who were unauthorized. I never heard of that one. El Salvador is offering to jail convicted criminals. All right.
Did you know, you brought this up a few minutes ago about Guantanamo, so I just casually looked it up. There are only 15 detainees left there.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know was down to that. It actually may be 12 or something by now. But there are 780 or more, as of a couple of days ago, being held till they can go back to Cuba, Mexico, Venezuela, wherever. That's a lot. We better have a lot of soldiers there. I guess we do.
Yeah, well, they're a growing number. But, you got to wonder, who are those final 12? They must be super-duper bad. That they still couldn't have their conscience pick those guys and take them anyway.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Where?
Texas. Jimmy, you might recall, I'm certainly not going to forget, that embarrassingly, I looked up the see if the Grammys had come, the Nielsen ratings on the overnight Grammys. And yeah. I said, oh, man, it's just in now from the New York. Anyway, it was last year's that they'd set a attendance record, or viewer record, I should say. Well, the actual numbers came out, and it wasn't 16-something like it was last year. It was 15.4.
Yeah, down 10%.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
17.09 last year, 15.4 this year. But they did break a record in something. And I know I was doing it. I was watching the show, and I was posting live on my Facebook. And apparently others were, too. The Grammys delivered the most social media traffic ever on a television broadcast, including
Will Smith
Super Bowls, most in television history.
102.2 million. Yeah, I see that now. Yeah.
More so than the slap heard around the world, I guess.
Yep, even the Grammy and everything. It's just, and I don't doubt it, because apparently what people do, and I do this because, you know, I'm making money off of Facebook, but I mean, other people are just, they have the phone in their hand, their iPad, probably not at their desktop like I am, but they're posting from there saying, did you see that? Did you see that naked woman walking down the red carpet? You know, or they're doing something like that. And then people are answering, and yes, there's interaction. I don't know how they make money on that, you know, as opposed to watching a TV show, but they hope they don't really have a problem with you doing both. And the Grammys, they should have been lower than that, because they didn't really think about it. They didn't really have any stars on there.
No.
Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. I mean, you could go down 5 and 6, 7.
And many
performing.
Many of the award winners.
Taylor was there, but she didn't perform.
It seemed to irritate more people than ever. And in fact, there was a story yesterday, the lead story for a while in Variety. I just throw this out there. I have it here somewhere. But basically, it said that the major awards were given out for reasons of DEI, diversity, equity, and it was the right thing to do.
Well, you know, when they say it's the right thing, it's probably wrong.
That's what it said. That's exactly what it said.
You know, they're insane. I mean, you didn't have any of Chris Stapleton. You didn't have anybody that sells out arenas and stadiums. You didn't have the people. Taylor Swift was there, but she didn't sing.
Right.
But that still counts for something.
The Grammys.
Beyonce was there but didn't sing. That counts for something. But nobody that, you know, Chris Martin, who does sell out stadiums.
Even Kendrick Lamar didn't sing.
That's right. Kendrick Lamar, because he's doing the Super Bowl next week. So he couldn't. I understand that. But you really didn't have many of the, you know, no Paul McCartney's, no Rolling Stones who were nominated. Didn't think they'd win, so that's probably why they weren't there. But it really didn't have a lot of classic, and Stevie Wonder played the harmonica. There were moments that were good. I loved Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. I think Bruno Mars is one of the most amazing entertainers.
Agreed.
That you don't see very much. You know, because he is great. He is James Brown and Prince all wrapped up.
I first discovered him on a Grammy show 15 years ago.
I discovered him in the bathroom at the
Well, me too.
Holy cow.
Because I came back, I go, man, there's a really nice guy in the bathroom.
He's nicely dressed.
And Eric goes, that's Bruno Mars. Yeah. I go, great. He's a nice guy.
Well,
he is
an exceptionally talented person that I wish we saw a whole lot more.
You and me both. By the way, the headline on that Variety story, if you want to read it, the Grammys righted years of wrongs with Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, and The Weeknd.
Yeah, well, that's what their job is, to right wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
That's their purpose. So, and the Grammys do it more and harder than anybody else, too. I got to say, they put the W in woke.
Boy, you had to go some to beat what the Oscars was doing for 10 years. Nobody's watching
anymore.
You.
But this Grammys, they live night and day just to do what they were trying to do on Sunday night.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
He's Jimmy Carter. He's back tomorrow morning right here, thanks to Swartner Farm and Ranch. That's Capital Land and Livestock and Precision Camera and Video. Well, thanks to Carlos Machiste, one of our show researchers that I mentioned yesterday, we actually do have more substantive information, and he turned it up out of England on this new Netflix documentary. It's going to be a 7-part series, Eric, on the Texas Longhorn Band. And it's kind of exciting. We'll get to that. And along with quite a few other things this morning, if we got just a second, do you know that the military recruiting is smashing records now? They predicted that would happen. We couldn't get anybody to sign up. And now we're, quote, smashing records. That and a whole bunch more right here on
Smash It.
Smashing the Records. That's yet another baseball, football, we did that earlier.
Smashing means something completely different, though, now. I might have to tell you off there.
I think I know.
Okay.
Because I'm like really plugged into pop culture.
Yeah. Okay.
Be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.